Gunnar Knapp has been analyzing Alaska's economy for over three decades. The University of Alaska Anchorage professor and director of economics at the Institute of Social and Economic Research shared insights with Fairbanks leaders this week, pointing to three avenues for bridging the budget gap brought on by low oil prices.
Either we cut spending, we find new revenues, or we use the permanent fund earnings.
Knapp notes that there's little left to trim from the state capital budget, and it will be hard to further reduce operating expenses given rising health care and other costs. He points out that the state oil tax regime is bringing in more money than the old ACES plan would at current crude prices. Knapp says, though likely unpopular, sales and income taxes could partially bridge the revenue gap.
If you just sort of take that average per capita level that other states tax themselves at, you'd raise about $1.4 billion.
That's well short of the coming year's $3 billion plus deficit, a hole that has legislators drawing down budget reserve and other state savings accounts that will be depleted in several years if oil prices don't rise significantly. Knapp offered a conservative way of tapping the permanent fund earnings reserve to slow down the savings draw.
You could take $500 million out every year and pay the same amount of dividends and inflation proofing, and the earnings reserve would still grow.
Knapp stressed that Alaskans need to educate themselves on the situation and grapple with the solutions. His approach received some criticism as passive, as opposed to the state investing savings in economic development projects that could lead to new revenue. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.